India has always had a rich legacy of maritime trade. But right now, we have fallen behind other maritime hubs when it comes to shipping businesses like ship finance, acquisitions and leasing. But that is set to change. Tune in to find out. Hello and welcome to a new episode of Business Line's News Explained podcast. I am Rutam Vora. In this episode, we take a look at how the International Financial Services Center, or IFSC, at Gift City in Gandhinagar is all set to become India's new shipping business hub. Here is why. In February this year, RBB Ship Chartering Limited, a company based out of Singapore, became the first maritime player to set up a ship leasing business at Gift IFSC. The authorities have granted a provisional license to the company's subsidiary to start commercial operations this month. There are at least two more such shipping players who are all set to start ship leasing and ship owning businesses. One of these is Kolkata-based Ripley, which is entering Gift IFSC for ship leasing and ship owning business through its Dubai arm. The ship leasing business is a niche segment in the shipping sector. Singapore, Hamburg, Rotterdam, Hong Kong and London are top hubs and India has no noticeable presence there. Because in India, the cost of financing was too high and the tax regime wasn't too favorable to operators. So it is no surprise that Indian ship owners and operators preferred other centers where there was freedom of financial transactions and tax incentives besides a supportive ecosystem. Now, the fact that companies are setting up shops in Gift City could be the turning point. For the benefit of those who may not know what ship leasing is, let me tell you this. It is a low capital entry into the shipping business. It is basically a way to fund ships with the asset or vessel as collateral. Leasing is becoming popular as it helps shipping players stay asset light while arranging finance for their ships. Most of the Indian shipping community are operators who don't actually own the vessels. Last year in January, the IFSC Authority, or IFSCA, had notified ship lease as a financial product, and this allowed the entities to operate in that segment with lucrative incentives on overall costs and taxation. This means moving to India will provide two major benefits to Indian operators: cost advantage and operational efficiency. Experts believe this would prompt more and more players to move their operations from overseas to India. What are the main advantages of this? I spoke to shippers and shipping sector experts to understand this better. One of them, Mr. Amit Oza, who is a director at Astramar Shipping, said that operating out of UAE and Singapore was becoming expensive. Gift IFSC, on the other hand, is relatively less expensive and is also providing human capital. The proximity to the Indian market was a huge plus too. Mr. Oja was also part of an IFSC-appointed committee to develop a ship-owning and financing model for Gift City. He believes in the potential of Indian shipping sector. He believes that it will be a realized dream when India starts offering services related to financing, leasing and acquisition in the shipping sector. Well, some more ground is yet to be covered. Stay tuned for more updates on BL Podcast.